9565.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You never talk about politics, religion, and the world situation, economies. You don't talk about these things. You're not supposed to. But we do. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before we begin, I do want to mention again this gentleman by the name of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Is he an insider? I don't want to disturb the political thinking of many people who are conservatives that really like DeSantis, and they think that he is an outsider. Well, don't want to dash what you believe, but he is an insider. And he went to school at Yale and spent time at Harvard. At Yale, he was a Delta Kappa Epsilon in one of the, what do you call them, fraternities. Then, and this Delta Kappa Epsilon, he also is also a member of, is also, you might say, another one of the fraternities was St. Elmo Hall, Delta Phi, which is a secret society tied in with Skull and Bones. Whoops. While at Harvard, he got his doctorate, which was the J.D., Juris Doctor, a law degree, with a law background. That was at Harvard. He was never published. Then immediately he goes into the Navy. He becomes a JAG, which is a Judge Advocate General Corps, in the Judge Advocate General's Corps, which is a military lawyer. Becomes a federal prosecutor in Central Florida. Handles 33 cases, not 32, not 34. 33. Then he handles during the, with these cases, he puts in a few hours a week in the pressing cases. That's about it. Then he goes to Congress. He's a co-founder of Freedom Caucus. Now, you know, they say the right things. They start the right, these foundations. Then he becomes the governor of Florida. Is this accidental? Who was helping him to become governor? Another thing, too, is in his Wikipedia account, his page, there was mention that he was a St. Elmo's Hall initiative. And this is on June 14th, 2022. This is from Betsy Gabriel out of Aim for Truth. She did a segment on who he is. I picked my notes from what she was stating. So on the 14th of June, 2022, 2 months ago, roughly, he is mentioned as a initiative, someone involved in St. Elmo's Hall. The next day, when Betsy, they find that he's been, that he's a member of this secret society, on June the 15th, it is scrubbed from the wiki page. Now, it is known that Harvard, Columbia, and Yale, since the Revolutionary War, they've been loyalists and monarchists. So my question is DeSantis a British loyalist, in a sense like a Manchurian candidate, an insider, someone loyal to secret societies? He's been programmed to bring in, while he's governor of Florida, certain policies, and they want him to look like a conservative. Now remember, his wife is married, she's tied into a group of women in California there at the tech center, I think just out of San Francisco. And these women are all globalists, big time globalists, and his wife is part of that group. So what's not being told about DeSantis? Is he been given directions to direct this country towards a new world order of the ages? This host believes that is the case. And he appears to be a conservative, appears to be a constitutional legalist, a loyalist. But he's actually, I think, been groomed by Pilgrim Society and has been positioned as a possible candidate to run for the presidency. And if not that, at least vice president. The only options for the coming Republican, right now is no candidate for the Republican Party. For the Democrat Party, but for the Republican Party, it would be Trump DeSantis or DeSantis Trump, which will never happen. I'll tell you why when we get back. Podcasts are 1360KHNC.com. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will return.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654. And I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul.
And the company store. What is and who runs the company store? And are you another day older? Are you another day, older and deeper in debt? The company store. Those that work for the company store. Is Ron DeSantis one of these type of people, individuals? Personally, I have to believe that he is. Is he a Manchurian candidate? He's very sure of himself, very confident. Is that because of his abilities? He is in the position he's in miraculously. He, in a sense, goes to Yale, gets a degree in law at Harvard. He's in a secret society at Yale. He goes into the military, the Navy. He's a JAG. He prosecutes 33 or handles 33 cases, not 32, not 34, 33 only. And then he becomes a congressman, and then he becomes governor of Florida. Just was he at the right place at the right time, or did somebody position him into the position that he's in right now? You know, and because, wouldn't you know, 2018, he becomes governor of Florida. Is he there to fool the conservatives because of the strong Trump base there? All these things, I have questions. Then I think the conservative party in this country is being misled. My own feelings. And I believe that DeSantis has sworn his loyalty to secret societies. How many? I don't know. But even one is too many. Especially any society affiliated with Skull and Bones, or anyone under the spell of the Pilgrim Society. So I wanted to present that to this audience to begin with. Watch this man. Now, briefly, you know, there's talk of Russia and the United States will never, ever have diplomatic relationships again. The Russia has unfriended America. America has definitely unfriended Russia. Now, for the people that know the Bible, know the prophecies of the end of the world, I want to give you a little insight. Russia and a few other nations are going to, a handful of nations are going to invade Israel and be destroyed. Now, at one time, in the 70s, 80s, there was 90s, there was the early 90s, there was what we call the old Soviet Union bloc, a group of nations that have joined with Russia. That Soviet bloc, to fulfill Ezekiel 38 and 39, that Soviet bloc had to be dismantled, because Russia was not going to become great with a group of nations and Russia. Ezekiel says that Russia will become great at the end of the world alone. Not with... She was great when she had other nations in the Soviet Empire. But prophecy says that Russia would eventually go it alone, and that that Soviet Union would be dissolved, which it was. And then Russia, from that point forward, would begin to become great. Prophecy, once again, began to be fulfilled in the late 80s, early 90s. Russia and the Soviet bloc dissolved the relationship. Russia went on solo and has now become a power in that area. And now, because of Vladimir Putin, he has once again worked diplomatically to align, to negotiate with the other nations and show them that their best interests are not with the United States of America, EU, and NATO. They are actually working against the people of their nations. So that prophecy had to be fulfilled, and it was. Russia is now great alone. And America and Russia will never have, ever, remedy this conflict between them. Never. And even 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years from now, it will not be remedied. Why? Firstly, the United States of America will not exist. The American America as we know it, as a power in the world, it has less than a decade before a complete total destruction by God. But before America is destroyed, Russia is going to be punished 7-8 years before Armageddon. Firstly, Russia will be punished. Then America will be punished just at the end before Armageddon. Then the next, who will be punished next, will be the Antichrist military forces that will go to Armageddon. Antichrist is going to attack the existing children of Israel that will live in southern Jordan, the present nation of Jordan. Antichrist will go to eliminate them. At the same time, the Muslim nations will begin to gather in the Middle East, the Islamic world, whole Islamic world, from afar and near. And then China will also begin to gather. After America is destroyed, Antichrist still has his military forces internationally. They will not be destroyed in America. They will be offshore. These three, Antichrist and his military, China and its military, all of the Islamic forces and their military, they will meet, at the Battle of Armageddon. I think it's about a 30-day war. I have to go back to my notes. And it will be a gradual conflict, and it will be a thorough battle, and it will be in that battle that Jesus Christ, at his return, fights these occult forces solo and destroys them. He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need the help of his angels. He will do it alone. He will destroy these three militaries. And then after he destroys them, then there will be a millennial kingdom. He will set up his rule as his kingdom on this earth. And there will be a millennial kingdom, a time of peace like the world has never seen. So I thought I would just present that to you so you can see that America and Russia will never again, ever, have diplomatic relationships. Is Russia going to destroy the United States via nuclear weapons? No. There are prophecies of men decades ago that stated, and Bible teachers that say that Russia is going to come from the north and destroy America, and Russia will be victorious. No, those are not accurate prophecies. They are false prophecies. Russia's destroyed 7 years plus before Armageddon. America continues an additional 7 years plus before she's destroyed. Is America going to destroy Russia via nuclear weapons? Well, I don't know. Ezekiel 38 and 39 says that God will destroy Russia. And I have an idea as to how it may happen. But I'm not going to present that today. Will China nuke the United States of America? Will China surround American soil and invade America? Anything China will do will be with permission of this government. And China's not going to be given permission to do much in America, because Antichrist forces in the West and Xi Jinping's forces in Asia and the sister nations, they will be at complete opposite ends of the pole, just like a magnet. You can't put positive and positive together or negative and negative together. No, China is not going to destroy the United States of America. God will destroy the United States of America before he destroys China at the Battle of Armageddon. The Chinese people, there are millions and millions and millions of Chinese people that are believers in Messiah. Millions of Russians and millions of Americans. But God will punish the wicked. And in China, Xi Jinping's punishments will be complete. The same with the Islamic forces, the terrorists internationally. Islam is going to become more, gravitate to more terrorism, to more death and destruction, not just in the world, but in the United States of America. And and God is going to send a clear message to the Islamic world when Israel takes out the Islamic terrorists surrounding her nation. And then Antichrist is going to be at war also with Islam. Islam will be at war because Antichrist is going to command and demand that the Islamic forces worship him. The nations, the people of Islam got a tough road ahead of them. Antichrist is going to be at war with them incrementally, but they will all gather at Armageddon. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump. Many people don't like to talk about Donald Trump. The fact is this. This man is not an insider. He was never an insider. Many feel that he was. People are upset because he didn't do more to turn things around in this country during his presidency. Well, he didn't have the authority to turn things around. I have presented to this audience time and time again. He was surrounded by hyenas, vultures, vicious creatures, the occult world, the political world, the world of finance. He was surrounded by evil, and he could not, as powerful as he was, as president. You have to remember, every president has limited power. They would like to do great things, but they have limited power. Example, John F. Kennedy, dismantling a threat to dismantle the CIA. Was it the CIA or FBI? Probably both. And what happened to him? And he's going to go to a silver currency, the American dollar, backed by silver. What happened to him? The fact is, Donald Trump, just like with John Kennedy, was limited to what he could do. Though he tried, he made an attempt. Is he going to change the economic system in this country? No way. He's limited, and people, until they see that he was very limited to what he could do, in spite of the limits, he still accomplished more than most of the other previous six presidents. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com. Podcast for this program, all programs, 1360KHSC.com.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays. This weekend on Friday the 19th, they have Spirits Comedy Night. On Saturday, they have 5280s, Elevated 80s Band. And Sunday Fun Day with Ross Hansen, the one-man rock and roll band. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Hey!
Yes, you!
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Isn't it real? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I...
And we are surrounded by people who appear to be something, and they are not what they want to portray themselves as being. They are clowns. They are people dressed up in costumes. Underneath the costume, you will see the real individual, what the individual is all about, but they're dressed up as clowns, but they're very powerful. Now, continuing with what I was saying about Donald Trump, he did not have he was limited in his power. You may not believe that, but I'm going to hopefully make my case. Every elected president is limited to an in-place agenda, generally, and if they deviate from that agenda, they will suffer the consequences. Look what happened to Ronald Reagan, assassination attempt. See, George Sr. had assumed he would be president. Reagan wins the presidency, and he doesn't get to pick the vice president. He is told who the vice president would be, George Bush Sr. Then look at President Kennedy. He had, I believe, a revelation, a change in heart. His conscience came alive, and it cost him his life. Abraham Lincoln, Garfield was assassinated, McKinney, the attempted assassinations of Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Andrew Jackson. Just look at the names here. You think these men have unlimited power once they become presidents? If you think that way, you don't know the whole... You're not seeing things correctly. You don't know the whole story. You don't know what this country is. You don't know the people in power that really control everything in this country. I have mentioned that Donald Trump, the apparatus of terror, the continuity of government agencies in this country, he was at war with them. Brennan says that if you try to do anything, you will lose. And what happened to Trump? He wins the election, but he doesn't take his office. He doesn't get to take office. You have Richard Nixon, attempt on Richard Nixon. The man that was going to attempt to kill Richard Nixon, he ends up shooting George Wallace in Alabama. And you have Harry Truman. There was an overthrow, assassination already programmed to assassinate him. So, and Donald Trump. This man is an individual that worked with the inside, what would you say it? He worked with insiders because of his dealings in the business world. He worked with the Republicans. He worked with the Democrats. He made billions. You know, he made billions in the Rockefeller backyard. He was wealthy in real estate. He had to work with the unions. He had to, he had to work in that system with all the unions, with the offshore, the offshoremen, they bring in things from out of the country. What is it called? The Longshoremen Union. He had to work with all the unions. He had to work with the government, the city government in New York. He had to work with the state government. He had to work with the banks. Whose banks? The Rockefeller Bank, Citibank, Chase. All these banks in New York City were one way or another tied in to the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or the British in one way or another. Then he worked within the corporate tax law. He worked using the corporate tax laws for his benefit. He used their shelters, tax shelters. He worked with the Catholic Church. He worked with the Protestant churches. He worked with the media, with entertainment. Then, on top of that, he had to work with the mafia. The guy that would eventually become his attorney, I think, was a very, very brilliant mafia attorney. He had to work with all these people. So he's an outsider, having to use insider philosophy. Well, he was actually philosophically more of an outsider, definitely, than all these other people. This is why I say he was not an insider. He had to use the corporations, everything that was available to corporations, with the government itself, with the whole everything. There's no way that Donald Trump should have been the Republican candidate for president. No way. He should never have beat Jeb Bush. Jeb, no way. And these other men. But he came in, he was honest, he had a plan, he had a vision, he had an objective, he knew what to do, he's a businessman, he's not a politician, he's an outsider, outsiders allowed, but still, in spite of not being allowed to even win that nominee in the Republican ticket, which he eventually won, he didn't run on that, I don't think, initially, still, what he accomplished was unbelievable. And then, on top of that, there's no way that he would have been able to, any of these other men that were running on the Republican ticket, if any of them, other than Donald Trump, would have faced Hillary Clinton, I guarantee you, they would have been chewed up, their tails would have been cut off, they would have never had a chance against this female powerhouse. No way. There's just no way that any one of them, Jeb Bush, the Bushes and the Clintons, they are birds of a feather. They are comrades. They go to slap each other on the back. They drink wine, smoke cigars, and share their women and their men together, probably. What are we talking about here? We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew.
Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. But take me in, oh, tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake.
Boy, the American people dodged a bullet. They didn't know who they were going to take in with Hillary Clinton. You did not know. Now, after the fact, you know. And Donald Trump, this is the only man that could go face-to-face, toe-to-toe with this person. The only person. Anybody else? Jeb Bush? No way. It was already planned. Jeb would take the nomination as on the Republican ticket. It was already planned. And Hillary, they would be comrades as they in the debates. They would be socially nice to each other. There would be no name calling. There'd be no... It would just been fluff. They'd have been fighting not with swords, but with, what do you call it? Cotton candy. They'd have been, each had a thing of cotton candy in their hands. That's what that would have been about. And Jeb Bush, oh yeah, it would have been a close race to play the game, but she still would have won. In the second debate, if I'm correct, I remember Hillary mentioning Russian collusion in that second debate. Already, if I'm correct, I think that Hillary was being told behind the scenes by the occult world that Donald Trump was going to be allowed to be president by the occult world. You don't think this is possible? It is possible. In the occult world, the prophets, there are people that are captive in the occult. They can't get out. But those that keep attempting to get out, eventually at some point, even the prophets in the occult, they know that God has a plan to save and to allow certain people to leave the covens, and God even speaks to their prophets, and their prophets know that there's nothing they can do to keep these people in bondage. I know it. And it's in the Bible. I don't have time because I'm running out of minutes. But I believe that already, as vindictive as Hillary is, she was not going to quit. She was going to just give it all she had in spite of the fact that she probably knew, I believe 90% sure, she knew she was not going to win because she was informed by those around her in the occult that it was Donald Trump. He was God's pick. God would place him in power for an objective, for a purpose, and to fulfill prophecy, and then she had to step away. This is why the night of the election, she did not want to come back and admit and concede, I give, I give. She didn't want to tap out. She did not want to tap out. I heard that that night she tied a big one on. A big old, I don't know, you're not talking ounces. You're talking probably gallons of, and it wasn't champagne, probably. Might have been, I'll just kid the old Sanford and Son's favorite drink, Ripple. So that could have been, that's, in my view, that's my, I'm just presenting to you what I feel happened. Then, going back to Donald Trump, there is a verse in Ecclesiastes 9:11. Yeah, we have our 9:11 here in America. But in Ecclesiastes 9:11, it states, the race isn't to the swift. Doesn't matter how fast you are, you don't always get to win. The battle is not to the strong. Doesn't matter how much power you have, how many men in your army, the weapons that you have, the battle is never guaranteed. The race isn't to the swift, the battle to the strong. It doesn't matter how wise you are. There are many wise people that go hungry. food is not to the wise. Then, fourthly, people who have great ability, they are just dynamic in business and every other way, and they should have notoriety. But even these people have no notoriety. They are never known. Nobody knows who they are. The world doesn't know they exist. And the fifth point is this. But one thing happens to every one of these people in these four initial points. Being at the right place at the right time. One thing happens to all of them in a positive way. Being at the right place at the right time. Donald Trump was at the right place at the right time. Hillary Clinton was not at the right place at the right time. That's the other part of the verse. One way you look at it is being at the right place at the right time. The other way you look at the verse is being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And this experience happens to everybody. There are times when you have been just at the right place and it was the perfect situation. There are other times when you were, on a negative sense, at the wrong place at the wrong time, and there were some negative consequences that would happen to you. Donald Trump, it just so happened. In that debate with Clinton, all three debates, he took this girl, this woman, this individual, took her to the woodshed, and she still was relentless, even after she would not tap out. And she never will. That's the way these people are. Biden will never tap out. There is a tool that God uses that if Biden is really alive, if this is the true shell of an individual, Joe Biden, if this is really the Joe Biden that was born into that body, death is coming. He cannot keep death away. Death marches forward to take every evil person from off the face of the earth. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes to finish out the hour. Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, podcasts.
Hey, man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry. be happy. In every life we have some.
And my podcasts are 1360khsc.com for today's program, A Present Truth, also the Sunday program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church from 9 to noon on Sundays. You better go to church. You don't need to go to assembly. Just turn on your, tune in your phone, get your breakfast, and listen. And the other thing is that the programs are streamed at all times. And podcasts for weekly programs, weekend programs are archived. 1360khnc.com for the programs that you like. Donald Trump should never have been president. He's an outsider. But, again, he was at the right place at the right time. He was picked for that purpose by the God of heaven. Believe whether you accept there's a God of heaven or not, it's okay. He was put in place to fulfill prophecy, and at the same time, people are not happy with him still to this day, but the fact is this. He, even being out of office, something is still assisting him from the spiritual world to continue to give the New World Order. The people who are bringing in this evil system into the world, they want him out of the way. They have to remove him. How? I don't know. They are still doing everything they can to get him out of the political world. This is proof that he is not an insider. This is proof he is not someone that they have chosen to work with the globalists of the world to bring in the New World Order. He is still, he's more than a thorn in their side. He is vice grips on their hind end. They go to bed with headaches, massive headaches every night, and they're going to continue to go to bed with problems because of him. The other problem these globalists have, his name is Vladimir Putin in Russia. Russia is going to continue to get strong. Russia's going to, their ruble is going to continue to get stronger. They're going to continue to make more money. They're going to continue to sell their gas to China and everything that China needs. Why? Because China has to be globally strong. Because China has destiny at Armageddon. And Xi Jinping is the man that's going to lead the Asian sisters, diplomatically bring them together, and then lead them to Armageddon. And there is already, because of Russia, there is an alternate, another economic system internationally that has to be in place when Antichrist comes in to power to control his economic system in the West. He does not control, he bombs, he destroys the nations that don't go along with him and America's plans and plans of empire. But the thing is this, for the nations to exist through these 7 years of hardship that are coming, there must be also another economic system in place so these other nations can continue to trade, do business, commerce, live, eat, breathe. For today, we'll call it quits. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.